13-year-old Long limped along the Shanghai Fight Club tunnel, a river of blood flowing down his right thigh, the weight of a nation on his shoulders. He glanced at the crimson liquid oozing from his bandaged leg and the steady stream leaking from his upper left arm. So much for winning the Fight Club Grand Championship. Previous champions had earned themselves prime positions within the Emperor's military ranks. Long had earned himself a target on his head. Balanced across Long's powerful shoulders was the unconscious giant of a man known as Zhi, the Scorpion. Zhi had been the Emperor's personal bodyguard, but as of a quarter of an hour ago, he was, like Long, a fugitive. Long had to keep moving. Soldiers would surely be racing after them, following the directions of the new southern warlord, Tong Long, the Mantis. However, Long had no time to consider them or their whereabouts. He had a more pressing matter to deal with. He needed to lower his pulse. If he kept going at this pace, his racing heart would soon pump his body dry. Long, the dragon, began a breathing sequence that would decrease his heart rate in order to slow his blood flow. 2 short breaths in, 1 long one out. He felt a difference immediately. He continued along the tunnel's dirt floor, but a stirring sensation in his Dan Tien, his chi center, brought a sudden sense of dread. His lower abdomen began to warm, and his intestines started writhing like a ball of snakes. Someone was coming. "Golden Dragon?" a tiny voice whispered from down the dark corridor behind him. "Long? Are you there?" Long stopped and frowned. It was Xiao Shu, Little Mouse. Xiao Shu had used Long's Fight Club name, Golden Dragon. Long turned and watched the small boy with the unusually limber body scamper toward him from the direction he had come from. "Turn back, Xiao Shu," Long whispered. "Return to Tong Long. You will not be safe with me."
"I don't care," Xiao Shu replied. "I want to help. You're injured and..."
"Hey," he squeaked, pointing at Zhi.
"She is alive. His arm just moved. How can that be? I watched Tong Long shoot him in the chest."
"Zhi is wearing battle armor beneath his robe," Long said. "The shock from Tong Long's bullet just knocked him out. He probably has a cracked rib or two, but that's it. He should be fine once he wakes up." Xiao Shu stared at Long's bulging arms and thick chest.
"You're carrying him and battle armor? You're barely a man. How did you get so strong?"
"Exercise," Long replied. "Now, Shu."
"But I can help," Xiao Shu said. "Did you see what happened back there with the Emperor and Tong Long? You can't do this alone."
"I saw," Long said. "Tong Long killed Zhi's father, the Western warlord. He also killed his own mother, on Gangse. He's crazy, but he has managed to put himself in a position to kidnap the Emperor, and that makes him dangerous and powerful."
"Crazy is right," Xiao Shu said. "He will kill you too if you're caught. Why are you carrying Zhi around? Just leave him. He's always been mean to you."
"If my temple brothers and sisters are to have any chance of stopping Tong Long from taking over the country, we are going to need Zhi's help. He is still a very powerful man. In fact, he is the Western warlord now. He..." Long stopped in mid-sentence as he saw Xiao Shu's body go rigid and his nose twitch.
"Uh-oh,"
Xiao Shu said. Long focused his attention down the dark Fight Club tunnel beyond Xiao Shu, and his Dan Tien began to twist and turn. More people were coming.
"Listen," Long whispered to Xiao Shu. "You must either return to Tong Long right now or escape on your own. You can't stay with me."
"What are you going to do?"
"I will get Zhi to safety, Then I will rendezvous with my brothers and sister far to the north. Now go."
Long whirled around to leave, but his foot slipped in a pool of his own blood. He lost his balance, and Zhi's gigantic body shifted across his shoulders, dragging him to one side. His injured leg collapsed, and he went down. Zhi's head bounced off the tunnel wall, the impact waking him instantly. Zhi sat up, fully alert, like a seasoned fighter who had been knocked out, only to wake up swinging.
"What is going on?"
Zhi demanded, staggering to his feet. He tottered, then centered himself, and stood solid as a mountain. He rubbed his head with one hand and felt the dent in his chest plate with the other.
"We're being hunted," Long said.
He watched as first recognition and then memory flowed behind Zhi's eyes. Zhi growled and glared back up the tunnel. Long spun around to see two soldiers approaching, one tall and one short. Each held a cocked pistol. The soldiers stopped just out of Long's and Zhi's reach. The taller of the two cleared his throat.
"Our apologies, sir," the taller soldier said to Zhi. "But you are under arrest. Southern warlord Tonglong has ordered us to capture you as well as Golden Dragon. Both of you, please come with us and maintain a reasonable distance. Our orders are to take you, dead or alive. We will not hesitate to shoot either of you if you come too close or attempt to flee."
Long's heart sank. In a traditional scuffle, they might stand a chance, but against firearms combined with a short distance, all the kung fu skills on the planet would not help. He looked over to see Xiao Shu's reaction, but Xiao Shu was gone. Long was about to look back at Zhi when he noticed a blur of movement behind the taller soldier. It seemed Xiao Shu hadn't gone very far. Xiao Shu scurried out of the shadows and sank his teeth into the taller soldier's right calf. The soldier howled and spun around, swinging the butt of his heavy pistol at Xiao Shu's head. Xiao Shu flattened himself enough to avoid the blow,